You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
In a word, Brian, what is this job all about? Fire.
Cool.
Fire, 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 fire.
We are back for the very second Pyro podcast.
Yeah, you can't say the very first anymore. Some said it couldn't be done once, but we're trying it twice.
Yeah, we're doing it on the second time, and of course we're going to get better as this goes along. And I can already see that this is a whole new setup here. We're in our own little studio right here. Now this is really awesome.
Yeah, right. All pre-set up. It didn't take us time or anything. We're ready to go.
Yeah, this is pretty awesome here. But once again, this is the Fireworks Brigade, a Pyromaniacs forum. Coming at you here.
Right. Johnny Starr to my left, and I'm Ron the Banker. We are here to inform and enlighten along the way and give you as much information as we can as it comes to, as we get closer to the 4th and as we get to talk about fireworks and everything pyrotechnics. So without further ado, I think we want to start off with where we were last weekend.
Oh, last weekend was a very special weekend here at Star Fireworks. It is our annual demo and dealer show, which is open to the public and also to all the wholesalers that buy from us. And that's always the first Saturday in May. So this last weekend it was here, and it was just awesome. It was finally a dry, cold as hell, but dry Saturday. And everything went off without a hitch. Didn't run out of hot chocolate. Didn't run out of coffee. Plenty of fried chicken. It was you could ask for a better show. And fireworks were great.
Nice fried chicken.
Fried chicken with that good old potato salad, macaroni salad. People were going home. They couldn't fit in their cars. They were stuffed so much.
They couldn't fit in their cars.
It was either the food or maybe the extra fireworks that they didn't have when they got there. But nonetheless, watching them stuff themselves and the fireworks into the trunks in the car was pretty funny.
So everything went off without a hitch, though.
Yeah, it was perfect. Did the whole show electric fire, as we always do. Mm-hmm. But last year with all the rain, we had a few glitches, and it was just upsetting as all. But this was perfect
right
day.
And you told me something that was that caught me by surprise. For those who don't know, I'm the lesser of the firework guy here, but you told me that you covered all the cakes and everything with plastic bags.
Yeah, we put everything in the plastic bag because I said even though it was sunny out, but you know, it's like wash your car on a sunny day and it rains at night, as you can see by today's weather, and I'm driving a convertible. But anyways, so we did put all the cakes in a plastic bag. And then, of course, when they shoot off, it just shoots right through the plastic bag.
The plastic bag doesn't hinder the height or anything?
No, no, it just pops open like it can. Of course, we use, you know, them cheap plastic bags probably imported from China, I would imagine. But,
well, yeah, you're not going to use a heavy, thick.
We're not using hefty bags.
20-ply,
here,
yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but it wouldn't affect it at all. And, in fact, that's probably, you know, good, you know, maybe I don't know if a lot of people know that, but it's probably a good thing to do, especially if you want to pre-set up the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, basically what you could do, even if you are hand firing, you know, just add an extra fuse onto it and put the cake in a bag and just leave that fuse part open, and at least you protect it in case it is raining as you are setting up, or maybe raining in the afternoon, you want things to get set up and stuff as well.
Airplane mode
here on this old I was wondering what was vibrating here in the studio, but
just your phone,
just my phone.
What other tricks of the trade? You know, what other little tricks can you recommend for someone who wants to, a novice at putting together a show, like putting stuff in bags, or when I'm at Star Fireworks around the 4th, I always see people buying extra fuse. So.
Yeah. Yeah, extra fuse is good to wire up the cakes together and make more of a kind of a finale, your own finale by getting a few of them to go off together. Another good trick with some of these smaller cakes is either block them in or, you know, with a couple bricks around the side of them to keep them from tilting over. Or you can always hot glue them onto a board, which is kind of nice. You know, you take a bunch of cakes and hot glue them onto like a 2x6 or a piece of plywood and just carry it out into the, you know, into the yard. And
you put the fuse, you put the
extra fuse
in. It's all
done, yeah. All the fuse is already on there. You glue them all to a board and just take the whole... Just get, you know, four hefty guys and carry that plywood board out there, and it's really kind of a nice thing. You got your whole show all set up. You did it all day long in your garage or wherever, and then this way, 4th of July night, you just bring it out on the yard. Boom, you're ready to go.
Some people who want a longer show, per se, though, that's, you know, you're lighting off one, and then you get back, and then you're done. You watch the whole thing. That'd be good for a finale and stuff. But
definitely, yeah, definitely for a finale, you can wick them all together and light one fuse and watch it go. We also have that around New Year's Eve. There are a lot of people who do that as well. They'll fuse about five of them together and then go in the house with a nice long fuse, light it, and then, you know, be back inside the house and watch the fireworks go off. When it's 38 below zero, you get a little bit...
was it quick match? Is that what that's called? Does that work out in the cold like that?
No, the best thing to use is regular green Visco safety fuse, 30 seconds a foot. Or if you want something to go up simultaneously, use the pink...
30 seconds a foot
is for the green Visco fuse.
30 seconds a foot,
yeah.
So it only go in a... 30 seconds a foot. So 1 minute, right. It goes 2 feet?
Yeah, 1 minute you'd have 2 feet of fuse, and it'd be 2 minutes, or 1 minute. And then if you wanted the cakes to go off simultaneously, then you would use the connecting fuse, which is our pink fuse, which is about 3 seconds a foot. So that's pretty much almost simultaneously lighting two cakes at once. Now the match that you talked about, the quick match, now that is 30 feet per second.
Yeah, that's fast.
So that is really fast. And what happens when using that for consumer-grade fireworks, sometimes the fuse is so powerful that when it blows, it actually blows away from the green fuse and then it doesn't ignite it. So you really have to be careful on how to use that. Now, a new item that we should probably share with all the listeners today that we have for electrically firing consumer fireworks, we have sort of an E-match with an alligator clip on it that will actually light green Visco fuse. In the past, we had to use E-match going into a little piece of quick match that was covering the green Visco fuse coming off of the cake.
Okay.
Now, I know it sounds a little confusing.
Yeah, that's how you lost me.
but of course, our listeners are pros here. Yeah, in the past, we use the electric match, and the bulb of the electric match would go into a probably about an inch-long piece of quick match, which would also be taped over the green Visco fuse, because the black match would automatically light the green Visco fuse at you know, without even a hitch.
Uh-huh.
But now with these new with this new E-match with the alligator clip, it's actually made to light the green Visco fuse. So you don't have to no longer have that little thing, a quick match there. It automatically lights it. It's real easy. Put the green match in, the alligator clip over it, and away you go. So it's so fast and easy. We wired up the whole show within probably about an hour, and it was over... I think there was about 105 pieces that we shot total.
Wow.
At the demo. And we wired it up within about 1 hour's time. And now we do carry also at Star Fireworks, we have the shooter boxes.
What's a shooter box?
Shooter box.
That's not the thing that you sell with the tubes, the reloadable tubes?
No. A shooter box is for electronically firing your own personal backyard fireworks show. Just like we do on a professional level, this is just a smaller... self-contained box that you can light off 12 items each electronically, or you can wick some of the other items together, and then, you know, you can light 12 cakes, but those could be wicked to as many cakes as you want.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a nice thing to do for your backyard show. Inexpensive, and that is what you would use the alligator clips for. Then you would definitely have you need those alligator clips, clip it onto the fuse, run the E-match back to the box, and then it's got remote control, and away you go.
Nice.
So it's really a really awesome when you're out at Star Fireworks. I'll show them to you and definitely take a look at them. They're really awesome to use.
So out of the 100+ items at the dealer show, what's the feedback? What are some of the things that were well received, not well received?
Everything was pretty much well received. We had a lot of nice items in the show, a lot of even little nice novelty items as well. But some of the bigger, more powerful cakes that it seems like all the people are going for this year, as I saw the orders coming in, definitely Kiss of Death was a real crowd pleaser. Alligator Alley with its big green strobing effect was awesome. Bomb Buddies, which is what I said at the dealer show, this is a cake that I named after me and Dino, Bomb Buddies, you know.
Your manager, Dino.
Yeah, manager Dino, yeah. So we named that after him, Bomb Buddies. And the funny thing was we lit the first one, it didn't go off. I'm like, well, there's so much for our friendship. Our friendship is at an all-time low, I guess, even when the firework we named is not going off.
Yeah, well, hey, it happens there. It happens to the best of them.
But just kidding. But Bomb Buddies went back, and it was actually a very good, well-received cake. Dark Knights with the old, taken from the movie, Batman movie. Dark Knights was definitely lights up the sky with Dark Knights. Fantastic. And the Hitman Artillery, which is our kind of like our basic artillery shell, but Hitman is just a very a premium shell and a very good price. And that one was really nice. A lot of people love that artillery shell for the price. And Fire in the Hole is by a company called Happy Family. Everybody loved that. That showed up on everybody's order form. Wicked and Insight are two more that you would probably want to look for coming to our store. And Protecting Lady Liberty really was fantastic as well. A lot of orders came in for that as well. And the Roman candles that you want to get this year, if you do like some loud, colorful candles, you definitely want to go with the Tribute to USA or the Assorted Candle. It's a 5-shot, 24-4 candle, so it's a little bit, it's a larger candle than your basic 10-ball Roman candle.
So it's more shots?
Yeah. It's less shots.
Bigger shots.
Yeah, bigger shots. So great height and just some really big aerial shots. It really was nice.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Those are some of the items that... You know, of course, we shot about 105 items, and, you know, Sword from Hell for a little kid's pyro fountain sword was fantastic. But those are some of the items that really, they all were very good, but these are some that really stood out in my mind as what we'll use. And Redneck Mafia, you got to have that for your red, white, and blue cake. You know, every year, how many people come in and say, I want a cake that goes red, white, and blue, you know.
Right.
And so that Redneck Mafia was another crowd pleaser for that one as well.
And that one's red, white, and blue?
Yeah, red, white, and blue, and a lot of cakes have the strobing effect. That seems to be the newest, latest, and greatest. And
a strobe?
Yeah, the strobing effect, which is pretty sharp. And Neon Bang, which is those, we like to call them bright neon colors, but basically it's not neon, it's just bright colors. And when you buy good quality fireworks, you'll get nice blues and nice vibrant greens and reds. You
so
know?
It's not really neon. It's just a brighter color.
Yeah, it's just a very bright, nice looking color, which, like I say, comes when you buy good quality fireworks. You're going to get that regardless. It's just that we use the neon to kind of stress how bright they can be. You know.
Right. So sounds like it was overall a huge success.
Huge success. Yeah, we had about a little bit over 200 people out there. And, of course, we have chairs for everybody and food and drinks for everybody. So it really went off just really nice. It's definitely probably one of the best dealer shows that I've ever been to. I mean, I know that
is that pretty much the standard in the biz, so to speak, to do a dealer show to for people to come out and take a look at, or is it something that you instituted or?
No, some of the bigger wholesalers start to do these dealer shows, and we've always done a demo show for our customers so they can actually see the fireworks. Over the years, I've been to a lot of them, as always checking on a competition and seeing what other things are out there to offer. Mm-hmm. But I will say that we take it to the next level. You know, we shoot the show electrically. We don't hand fire. We're, you know, we have a PA system out there. They have rating sheets, so everybody knows what we're shooting at all times. It's also the whole thing is filmed as well. And then, of course, it's linked to our Facebook and website and everything. And
so if somebody missed the dealer show, they can go to your Facebook page,
yes,
Star Fireworks, and then they can go look at the show.
Yeah,
the whole show.
The whole demo show, which will be it's not up there yet because the photographer just is finishing it now, but it should be up there within the next week.
And I heard you had a special. Special thing at the
dealership?
Oh,
yes. We did a, we mentioned at our last Pyrocast that Cam Starr had passed away, and we do miss him greatly. So we did a nice tribute finale to Cam Starr. We played the song, Taps, I think they call it, you know?
Yeah.
So we did that, and we started off with some nice
gold,
gold fan cakes, and then we led into our big finale, our big grand finale, which that is up on YouTube right now. And I think
the
grand finale is up on YouTube, and a tribute to Cam is up there as well. And that really went off. That was really nice. And I think everybody enjoyed that we did that. You know, every year we dedicate that to my mom who passed away. And I said this year that we would, dedicate it to Cam Starr for being such a, having such a love for fireworks and being such a big influence in my life and also in the fireworks industry, that I thought it was only appropriate that we dedicate that grand finale to him. So
to
it really
Cam,
worked
right,
out good,
right.
Yeah.
Because when we did the last podcast, the first podcast and our last, but we did talk about Cam, and I didn't know that much about him, aside from what you had told me. So after the podcast and you and I talked about it, I actually went back and looked up some bios and obituaries and things like that. And, you know, just as you advertised, I mean, the guy was, instrumental in the NFA, I think it was, or whatever. And with the something that wasn't mentioned in the copy that I read with the 500-gram cakes, getting those on the shelves. I mean, the guy was, he deserves to be remembered. And, is that – you going to do that every year, do a tribute to Cam? Or?
Yeah, we I think we'll probably certainly mention it. And like I said, I don't know if we'll dedicate it every year to Cam or if we'll go back to dedicating it to all the loved ones, I guess, maybe
yeah.
We lost. We might just start doing that as well. I know at the PGI, the Power Technicians Guild – International, we sometimes we do a salute for all of our fallen, I call them our fallen heroes in the fireworks industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we may start doing, light off a salute for each member that had passed away with the PGI or anyone instrumental in the fireworks industry.
Oh, wow.
Of course, I don't know them all, and probably a lot of our customers don't know them all, so I'm not sure how it would go, but at least for most of our customers and everybody else, everyone really knew Cam Starr very well, and a lot of them were his customers before they were mine. So it felt like the right thing to do, and I think everybody really really enjoyed it.
Right.
And
right.
The finale was about, I think, about 4 minutes and 30 seconds, I think, was the...
Wow.
It was just really special. The guys that do all that really do a great job, and they put a lot of effort into it as well.
Speaking of finale, so now if I just came into the store and I was like, all right, I have a budget, $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I got a budget of $1,000. Now, me in my head, I would think, because obviously the finale is always the best, and always that's you gearing up towards the finale. So if let's just say you have three parts of a typical show, the opening, the middle, and then the finale,
mm-hmm.
what part of your budget would you spend on the finale? Like, would it be a third? If you had $1,000, would it be... would you spend $300 on just a finale? Would you spend half? Would you spend half of your budget on the finale? What would you think would be a typical?
No, what I usually try and do is on a $1,000 budget, say that on average you'd have about, what would that be, 20, about 20 large, probably about 20 large 500-gram cakes. So I would probably save... three or four, which I usually pick out the three or four ones that I would use for the finale. So I'd use three or four of those cakes for a finale. And of course, I'd fuse them all together to give you that repetitious firing.
Uh-huh.
And the ones I would pick would have two different heights. So you'd have a lower finale and a higher finale. Mm-hmm. So if you were to save the last four, so that would be 200. That'd be what, one fifth?
Yeah.
One fifth of your budget would go to the finale.
So 20-25% of your budget to go towards the finale.
Go towards your finale. This way you have a long show. And because the key is when you're doing a 4th of July backyard show, you want to keep the people entertained and you want to keep everybody else entertained. So, you know, you don't want to be out there for hours, but I think that you want to be out there for, you know, a nice amount of time. Actually light one at a time and see the effects, you know, and then for the grand finale, do them, four of them together. And sometimes we do a couple of the smaller cakes in a finale for noise and the bigger ones, and it gives you a different mm-hmm. little height. So, yeah, I'd say 20-25% is all I would use for the finale, because you definitely want to do a longer show and mm-hmm. show everyone the different fireworks.
Yeah, that sounds good. And so then you mentioned fried chicken, so I'm sure that was a hit. And the obviously it was cold, being Fargo.
Oh, it was it was freezing. I really never seemed to get chapped lips, but I did have them chapped lips after. I was like, wow, what is wrong with my lip? I didn't realize it. But standing out there, yeah, very cold. You know, I heard from other people how warm it was in some of the other states. And you know, here we are. We're freezing to death. Blankets. And, you know, after about 180 cups of coffee, and I think they did about 140 cups of hot chocolate.
Nice.
But it was warm inside. And nice. And it was actually ended about 11:30. And the last person left at about 1:45 a.m. So we had to fill a bunch of orders that night, and we had to fill a bunch of orders during the day. But it actually, it all came together. It's wild when you're working and you're pulling orders and you're loading trailers on the very same day that you have to transform the whole warehouse into one big banquet hall. And, you know,
no rest for the weary. Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
So really, you know, they're all waiting for me to get done pulling these orders, and you know, and all the people are on standby, and they got the chairs already and the tables, and they right. can't set them up because I'm driving through like a maniac on the forklift.
Uh-huh.
But so at 4 o'clock, we wrapped up the last trailer, and then we went right into setting up the sweeping and washing the floor, and then went right into setting up the tables. So it's really a production. It really
right into show mode, so to speak. You go from warehouse to from outhouse to penthouse.
Yeah,
pretty much,
right?
Yeah. But, you know, the good thing is, not, you know, like most of a lot of the competition, you know, you're not in a tent.
No,
so,
yeah.
You actually have nice heated and air conditioning, and the fireworks stay at a good temperature, and the patrons and the consumer stays at a nice temperature.
Yes.
Which reminds me of something that we had. A little bit of audio, so let's take a listen to this. They're talking about fireworks tent guys.
Oh, fireworks tent guys. Yeah. Let's hear what they have to say about those guys.
Well, here you go.
Those guys just pop up and ruin our business.
This
try to take it.
Show,
oh, here we go.
Presents Real Men of Genius. Real Men of Genius. Today, we salute you, Mr. Fireworks Tent Inventor.
You don't have to worry about that.
No.
Only you have the incredible marketing wisdom to offer dangerous high explosives inside a store made of cloth.
Detail at its finest. Isn't that the truth?
Not since the 2003 Great White Concert has anyone employed
I like Great
this
White.
Much
I think you were
sense.
At that concert.
I was. Sales now.
Your tiny no-smoking sign hanging behind the 100-shell face burner mortar kit lets everyone know.
That reminds me of all the people that come into Star Fireworks asking if they have a lighter.
Yeah.
You know, like, no, we don't sell lighters. Yeah. We don't sell cigarette lighters. We don't sell.
This is a fireworks store.
This is a fire. There's, yeah, see the big sign, no smoking. Yeah. And you're fully sprinklered.
Yes. We're,
sprinkled.
And we don't like to see rain in the store.
No.
Not what we like.
You have a nice sturdy roof made out of metal and steel.
Yes.
And they have cloth and whatever else. Well, here, I'll finish it.
You care.
Taking all the precautions.
So go ahead, throw up another red and white striped house of death. Put one on every street corner so the explosion
house
can
of
be
death.
Seen from space.
That's a good firework.
Because after all, we're sure your customers would applaud your concern for their well-being. They only had two hands left to put together.
Mr. Fireworks Tent Inventor.
Nice, I love those. Well, that's... that goes to show you what the competition has and what you have.
Yeah, you know, out of that, I actually got two good names. I like the Face Burner. That's always a good name. And House of Death, which I think I will do a House of Death. And
I like that.
And the label will be a red and white tent with fireworks.
I like it. House of Death.
I'm putting that down now. And that's going to really be a crowd pleaser. House of Death. Yes, I love that one. But it is so true. You know, the competition comes into everybody's area. You know, we spend a lot of money on the store and the electric bill, of course, and keeping everything safe and everything dry and climate controlled. And then the tent operator opens up and sets up trying to get your overflow. And then when the fireworks don't work, people are complaining. But it's really, you know, let's not blame China for those fireworks. Let's realize that, especially in the Fargo-Moorhead area, with the hot days and the cooler nights, all that when you open up the fireworks store and you're wiping down the packages of fireworks,
That's
not a good sign, you know.
Gunpowder and rain don't
That moisture and humidity is not good, and then the things don't operate right, and then people are like, oh, those fireworks are all duds, and not really. It's just the, you know, once they're out of their package and put onto a shelf, then, you know, all bets off, you know, that humidity and that dew set in, and then we do have some duds, and then people are complaining. You know, I mean, we've always had the no dud guarantee. I was actually the one that started it at Star Fireworks, the no dud guarantee, because if it is a dud, I want to know about it. So on my trips to China, we can get it corrected. But also, it's, you know, fireworks cost a lot of money, as we see. And last thing you want is someone being not satisfied and not happy, and no recourse. And, you know, once again, leads me to the people who pop up these tents. As fast as they pop
houses
them up
of death.
Yeah, as fast as they pop up these houses of death, remember, they also take them down. So if you have a dud on the 3rd of, or 4th of July, I hope you can get out of bed early the next morning, rush over there as they're taking it down, and see if you can get something from them, because they'll, of course, offer the no dud guarantee, but you best get there before they pack up like a carnival clown and roll out of town, as I say.
Right.
So where, you know, we've always, you know, what's our motto? When the smoke clears, stars is always here. You know, but I appreciate the feedback, and we like to know when something doesn't work and when something's faulty, because if I don't hear anything negative, then I take it for granted everything went off good. So when we do hear negativity, it doesn't bother me, and it certainly is a small price for me to pay to give them a gift card in return for a future purchase or another item, because then when I get to China, we can sit down and address this problem and what might have caused it. So, you know, as a pyrotechnician, it's important to me. As a tent owner, he could care less. He's just in it for, you know, the quick buck, and then he goes back to his regular job at the General Motors factory plant. But for me, this is it.
I'm just happy we came up with a name for a new firework, the House of Death. With the House of Death isn't so, but with the image of the tent with the firework guy smoking a cigarette, you know he's got to be smoking a cigarette on the label,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
And this is, it's so cool because it reminds me of when I was walking through your store one day, 5-6 years ago, and I was looking at these labels thinking, man, these labels are really getting out there. And I said, pretty soon you're going to call one the happy ending. And little did I know, a year later, there's a happy ending with my picture on it.
Happy ending, yes.
That's the genesis of how something comes about. Just sit there thinking of something, and next thing you know, it's on the side of a firework. So,
yes. I have to say that a lot of good fireworks names were thought of in bars and over a lot of beer and popcorn, you know, which I think that probably led to the one that we call Movie Time, that looks like actually a box of popcorn, and it's called
fountain,
Movie
right?
Time. Yeah, the fountain, the popcorn fountain, Movie Time. I think that was from eating all that popcorn and drinking at beers and you know, thinking of these funny names. You know, have to do something in the off season.
Now, and I guess we could switch gears a little bit now that we're coming to closer to the 4th. I got, where did I get? Fireworks Information Center from CPSC.gov. The Consumer Product Safety Commission of the Fireworks Information Center. I have a list of the most injured body parts by fireworks by percentage. So why don't you take a guess? Let me know what you think is the most injured body part on a human.
Well, the most injured. I'll tell you there's two things.
It's well way and above. There's one that stands out that's like double any other body part.
Yes. The first two, I would say, the most injured body part of mine by the CPSC, Consumer Product Safety Commission, would be my pocket. That
well,
would be.
I don't think they're considering.
Oh,
that.
They're not. Oh,
no,
yeah.
No,
it's
no,
not
no,
all
no.
about me. I got it.
No.
Okay.
No, this is about the poor consumer.
Okay. The poor consumer. I would say his hand.
Yes.
Number one by far.
Hands and fingers.
Yeah.
They lump that together well it should. I will just go with the
Well, the government agencies link a lot of things together. You know, like you know. Graco baby cradles and then fireworks, you know.
Yeah, they're in the same category.
So that doesn't surprise me that they would link hands and fingers together.
All right, so that's 41% of fireworks injuries are caused to the hands and fingers. What do you think is number two?
I think the number two, I would probably say feet, but it might be face or
yes.
head injury.
There you go. Hands. And again, as the government would do, they lump them together.
Yes.
But it's hands, face, and ears.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you would injure your – well, I guess the sound.
Yes.
They consider that injuring your ear. But that's 19%. So already we're combined the hands, fingers, heads, face, and ears. 60% of fireworks injuries occur to the hands and the face.
Well, and you being a avid baseball player, as we all know for many years.
Yeah, right.
You know, the ears come into play because when you wind back your arm to throw something, where is that device closest
by
to
your ear?
Ear.
Yeah, that's good.
So
I
then,
never thought of
that.
You're,
yeah, you know, so your finger gets it and your ear gets it.
Right.
And then yeah, in a way, you launched that thing. And the funny thing about fireworks is, you know, almost like the Real Men of Genius, let's wait till the wick is almost close to detonating so we can then launch it so for some reason we can get this to blow off in the air, which we think is way better than opposed to blowing it off on the ground. And as we all know, that, you know, a good tennis racket could have the same effect. And,
right.
you know,
you can go further,
and it
go right.
further, it can launch up into the air. You can get that effect without waiting for the little green viscofuse at 30 seconds a foot, that is,
right.
to light. So, yes, use the tennis racket or the slingshot was always good. And I don't, you know, I always come on and say don't alter your fireworks, but I don't really believe that's altering your fireworks. I think it's just being a little more creative with your
fireworks. Creative launching.
Yeah, creative launching. Now, altering your fireworks would be like taking them apart and trying to build a bomb, you know, like, you know, King Hussein or somebody
right.
like that. Which
something wasn't intended.
Which we should all put those people in a Hussein asylum.
So. Oh, man. So, yeah, and you know what? And it's weird because then the next up is the stomach, 15%. But then the next one is eyes at 12%. But if you're going to lump together heads, face, and ears, why wouldn't you include the eyes?
Well,
aren't the eyes on your head? I don't, but whatever. But that's so it's hands, fingers, 41%, head, face, ears, 19%, stomach or your mid region, 15%, 12% for your eyes, and 1% for your arm.
Yeah, now the eyes come in. Now, actually, I'm surprised being the government didn't loop the eyes and stomach together because those body parts are affected when you are doing your bottle rocket and Roman candle wars. That is where the eyes get damaged and the stomach gets damaged, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm surprised the government did not loop the eyes and stomach together, but it would probably confuse people.
Yeah.
But, yes, those are the and that's what we want to avoid. You want to avoid the bottle rocket wars and the Roman candle wars. You know, as we all know now, bottle rockets are illegal to buy in North Dakota, but you can certainly have them and possess them and buy them in many other states. We just can't sell them in North Dakota, but you can certainly buy them anywhere else and still shoot them in North Dakota.
Right.
And I'm not sure, speaking on a good note, I'm not sure if you heard, which kind of ties us into our next segment maybe, North Dakota has now allowed fireworks to be shot off in the city limits of West Fargo.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we should see an increase in business because now instead of having to travel way out by me and use my parking lot, which you guys are always welcome to light off your fireworks, you can now light off fireworks inside the city limits of West Fargo. And I'm probably sure that Fargo will join West Fargo as well in this campaign and allow you to light them off in the city limits. You know, it just, you know, I mean, everybody does it anyways most of the time, but it'll definitely stop all the phone calls coming into the police department, you know, sending them on wild goose chases out to these homes
right.
when everybody else is shooting them anyways. But you get that one wrong neighbor and he's the one calling in on you. But now that it'll be legal, we're just going to have to put our big boy pants on and get used to the explosions going off on 4th of July in the city limits.
Right. Well, you know, me being from Chicago, I mean, I can relate because in Illinois, nothing except the whatever you call them, the safe and sane or whatever, those are the only ones. I mean, we can't do anything there. So, like I said, everybody can put your big boy pants on. But in North Dakota, you know, there's so much wide open space as compared to a place like Chicago where it's just so dense. I can almost see why they wouldn't want to do it in Chicago, but if you did it, I mean, we used to do it all the time.
Yeah, and if you look at any states that have that, I mean, it is one night a year, you know. Of course, you know, I didn't dream up the holiday where, you know, it's yeah. not, you know, just trying to capitalize off yeah. it, but I mean, it wasn't my idea, but I think that we should all be able to celebrate our freedom.
So going into that, going to the next segment, you ready for, you know, I like to have names for things like we were trying to name your groupies before, and I do have some names. Maybe we'll get to that now or next time.
Okay.
But right now we have, I think what we're going to call this is the Pyro Playhouse.
Oh.
You like that?
I like the Pyro Playhouse.
Last time we did Joe Dirt. In episode 1, we had Joe Dirt, and we talked about that a little bit. Now I have another. I have episode 2 of the Pyro Playhouse, soon to be, you know, trademarked or whatever, so don't try and steal it. But anyway, here we go. And I even added, we're going to go to the lobby. And I even made some, we got some popcorn making.
Oh, popcorn. I know how you like popcorn. I love popcorn.
And your old joke that whenever you would take a date to the movie, you would tell her nothing in the glass case.
Oh, nothing in the glass cabinet. It's like jewelry. Don't touch nothing in the glass. Keep your heads, keep your eyes on the wall. Do not look down when you go to the, and remember that, folks. Don't let your date look into the glass cabinet. It's like a jewelry store. Just eyes on the wall. Just, I tell them, focus, your eyes up. Into the popcorn lobby. I like that.
So we're going to go into the lobby, and we're going to hear a short clip from one of our favorite cartoon dads and shop owners. So here we go.
Okay.
Theater of the Mind in the lobby.
There's the popcorn. I can hear the popcorn, and I can smell the popcorn.
Ah, nice.
And the last time during the Pyro podcast, we had the pizza man disturb us. But
No pizza today.
So, and now we have the popcorn popping in the background. So.
All right, here we go. Curtain's going up.
Curtain's going up.
Tape's going to rewind.
Turn your cell phones off.
Let me have one of those porno magazines. Large box of condoms, a bottle of Old Harper. Couple of those panty shields and some illegal fireworks and one of those disposable enemas. Make it 2.
He needs
my
2.
My apologies, sir, but the sale of fireworks is prohibited in this state and is punishable by a... Follow me.
Follow me.
I think that's Apu, the shop.
Any red-blooded flag-feeding American would love the M320. Celebrate the independence of your nation by blowing up a small part of it.
Right.
And that's it. Close scene. Back to the lobby and the popcorn. But, you know, going through that clip as I listen to it, it's so true. It first of all, you know, there's always the dreaded, does my state allow fireworks? How do I know? Can I send it over state lines? This and that, blah, blah, blah. But there's also the stigma attached. It's almost, you know, like Homer Simpson would rather go buy porn and enemas than go buy some fireworks. He was like, I'll take the porn and the hooch and the enemas and some fireworks. And then he keeps going on. But it's not like that anymore with 8 aisles, you know, and you could, kids come in and, you know.
Yes. I mean, fireworks aren't for them those little bad Johnny jokes that they always had, you know, little boy Johnny playing with fireworks. It's really not that way anymore. Fireworks are definitely for the whole family to enjoy, and and, you know, to celebrate that little part of history. And but definitely I see a different trend coming, is that now fireworks are more are definitely more linked to a status symbol, as so many things in our country has become, you know. Mm-hmm. So and we touched on that last year, our last PyroCat Pyro podcast a little bit. But yeah, instead of fireworks being linked to that bad boy deviant type guy, it's now also a very fun fun family thing. It's a fun holiday, and it also is has a little bit of status attached to it as well, especially with the lake homes and everything else that so many of us own, that we want to go out and light some fireworks off over the water and do some fun things.
Right. Yeah, everybody, you want to be the center of attention, keep up with the Joneses. I mean, and it's not like a one-day thing. They get so much more pleasure out of it. I mean, they come to the store. It's like an event. I'll see the same people, not only just like the you know, oh, dad's going to go buy some fireworks. They bring the kids, and the same kids come, and they help their dad. And, you know, next thing you know, they're, go get another cart. We need another cart. And you're walking around with them, and it's like, you know, what amazes me at Star Fireworks is that I'll be in there, and I help out in the front area, and I'll go in the back, or I'll go upstairs in the office and take care of some emails or whatever. Come back down 45 minutes later, and the same people are still walking around in the store. They don't want to leave, or they just spend so much time. It's
actually become a very fun yearly shopping event.
Right.
You know, yeah. From the time they walk in and the surprises on their face when I see them, to the shaking hands and to discussing, you know, how their year went and how the winter was. And, you know, of course, so many are from out of state that live other places, you know, Nebraska and Iowa, and some as far as England. And then they all return back to Minnesota and, you know, the Fargo-Moorhead area. For the summer, and you know, as you all know, the summer months in Fargo and Minnesota, you can't beat them with the you know, late nights, you know, not getting dark till so late, and the nice hot warm nights, and the lakes and the boats, and you know, just it's a lot of fun.
Right.
So it really is kind of a nice way when they walk in the door. We catch up on old times and how they've been and what have they done over the winter time. And mm-hmm. We're also very happy to finally have some nice warm weather. We're all wearing shorts. It's just a fun event, and it's just so nice to see so many people return and to catch up on their lives, and they catch up on my life, and it's really a lot of fun. And
right, you know, it's just like Christmas time. People, you know, Christmas starts, you know, earlier in the season, and people go shopping, and you know, and it takes some time to get the stuff, and they look in the newspaper for the ads. It's the same thing with the 4th of July. They look, they wait for the newspaper, they wait for the ads, they listen. They'll listen to the podcast, they'll listen to the radio stations for you to come on, and then they'll go shopping, and then they'll you'll shop again and shop again, and then they'll wait for the day, and then, you know, have the barbecue, have the family over. It's a whole, you know, it's more of just a, than back in the day where, you know, a couple of guys holding a can of Schlitz shooting Roman candles at each other's bellies and blowing their eyes out. It's turned into so much more of an acceptable thing than having, you know, going to the local shop and saying, you know, yeah, give me the condoms and the porn and maybe some fireworks if you got them.
Yeah, it really has become a very fun family event, and you know, with all the safe fireworks, with the Consumer Product Safety Commission out there watching and monitoring everything, it does make it a lot more fun, enjoyable, and like I say, more and more people are getting into it now than ever before. It, you know, had kind of a lull when it was more linked to the bad boy image, and now it's getting fueled by, hey, this is what we want to do. It's a lot more fun, and it's fun for everybody.
Right.
And it certainly has evolved into a much bigger business, and even the fireworks themselves that we talked about earlier, being the 500-gram cakes, and we're getting so close to professional-grade fireworks that it's made it very affordable and very nice to really put on a very nice big backyard show for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And speaking of Star Fireworks, let's pause a moment and let's run a commercial.
Okay.
For Star, and then we'll come back and wrap it up. We've been We're like 45 minutes so far. So
fantastic.
We'll do a commercial, and then we'll talk a little bit.
It's the preview sale at Star Fireworks.
Now through June 27th, shop in air-conditioned comfort for your 4th of July and save. From the firecrackers and bottle rockets to the big stuff, like aerial canisters, Star Fireworks has the largest selection of reloadables in the region. Minnesotans, you can take your fireworks home. North Dakotans, shop now and pick up yours after the 27th. Plus, Star will hold drawings every Saturday. You could win your share of thousands of dollars in prizes. Star Fireworks' new location is on I-29 on the Wild Rice exit in South Fargo.
There you go, from our sponsor, Star Fireworks. All that stuff holds true. You can go out there and get some. You can buy ahead of time. They'll hold it for you. Come back later, right? Because North Dakota.
It's the preview sale, so North Dakotans can't legally buy till June 27th. But they can definitely go out there while the selection is brand new and not picked over by the other states, and reserve what they want. And when they come in, it's already bagged up, boxed up, ready, waiting for them.
Good.
In and out, fast service.
Good. Good to go. So, and you're the one with all the information in all these podcasts. I barely know how to work this equipment here, but that's good. But I guess my contribution to this podcast will be earlier when you talked about how cold it was in Fargo. You said you got chapped lips.
Yes.
I can give you a hint how to get rid of the chapped lips. We you and I both know a gentleman, Joe P.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we used to, back in our days in Chicago, we used to play football all the time, tackle mm-hmm. football, or we get on the ice and play hockey or whatever. And you don't know this about Joe P., but we still give him a hard time about this to this day. He was always worried about chapped lips. he always worried about chapped lips.
He's
a pansy playing football. Oh, yeah, you have no idea. But he was always worried about cold hands. We would all wear gloves. But he is a knucklehead, but we love him to death. But he would wear socks on his hands. Just he would take like. Nowadays kids wear the little socks. They don't wear long socks.
Yeah, little socks would barely cover your finger now.
Yeah, but we used to have the big tube socks.
Yeah, knee-high tube socks.
Yeah, so he used to put them on. He used to cut holes in the socks, put them on his hands and his arms to keep his arms warm. But he always used to carry around with him a little Sucrets box. Do they still even make Sucrets?
I think they do, yes.
It came in a tin, but you know what would be comparable now? Like Altoids come in the tin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing. So picture a little Altoids tin, but it used to say Sucrets on it because Sucrets were like throat cough drops. But he had a Sucrets box and he dumped all the Sucrets out, or he used them all, who knows. But he dumped out the Sucrets and he used to keep Vaseline in the Sucrets box and he would put that in his pocket. And then if we were playing hockey in his driveway or we were playing football, all the guys, he would always turn his back a little bit, reach in, get the Sucrets box, and he would turn around and his lips were just coated with Vaseline. To this day, we still give him a hard time about the Sucrets box, but he'll deny it to his death that he did it, but we know he did. So maybe next time, get a Sucrets box, fill it up with some Vaseline.
Yeah, it's the uses of Vaseline are just unbelievable,
Right.
And then once again, do not alter your Vaseline. I think taking your Vaseline out of its intended jar, putting it in a metal tin, I'm sure would probably have some type of, breakdown of the actual Vaseline. That's probably why his lips today, last time we saw him, they were, they were multicolored. I don't know what happened to his lips, but they were very soft, as we can see.
I don't know, but we used to always, get the Sucrets box, and we'll give him a hard time to this day, and he'll deny it. He'll say, I never did that, but we know he did it. If you just mention anybody's Sucrets box, then they knew it was Joe P.
Yeah, but I'm sure he got that from his mother. The many uses of Vaseline, which
right.
I don't even know. Is that product still? I guess Vaseline is still being sold.
But I think it's like now it's like incorporated in other products. They have Vaseline hand lotion, but they still sell Vaseline, and you can
still Vaseline,
put it on your lips. I think it's more you don't have any children, so for kids, Vaseline is widely used. For maybe they put it on their lips. I don't know.
I always thought the Vicks Vapor Rub was a little strange one too. Growing up,
I never would use it. That seemed weird.
It's smelled up the whole room.
Stuff
I never
on my chest.
Yeah.
And it's going to make me not. Yeah. Well, why not just put it up my nose?
I never did understand that. But was this like a air freshener? It was like before air fresheners.
Right.
This on your.
Well, and they used to have the inhaler. Remember the inhaler?
Yes.
But now you just Afrin to two squirts, you're done. You're good to go.
No, it's amazing how the medical field evolved, which also leads into a little trivia question. For many of you might not know, but who was the what we call the founder of fireworks in back in China? And I don't know, was that like 1500? You know, see if we see if anyone knows, and see if Ron the banker can figure out who was the actual founder of fireworks and how they discovered fireworks.
You know, I have a Wikipedia page here, and it says
earliest
documentation of fireworks dates back to 7th century China, where they were invented, were used to accompany many festivities. Part of the culture of China had its origin there. I'd have to read through the, I have many pages here to, if I, to,
yes.
I mean, I don't know who was actually, there was one individual.
Yes. One individual. And, he's actually, we have a big, statue in my office of him, and I always make Dino bow to him and pray for better business. And the founder and what we call the godfather of fireworks is a man called Li Tian. And he was actually a pharmacist, and he was making a drug compound when it blew up, and that's how he discovered mixing two chemicals together, what would happen. And from that, those were the earliest stage of pyrotechnics.
I'll believe you. Here it says they were... display and marital demonstrations was held to entertain Emperor Huzong of Song and his court. Gongsheng, Empress Dogger? I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's who I guess they used that to celebrate for him. But Li Tian, in fact, if you travel to Luoyang, China, you will see a big, huge statue in the center of the town there of honoring Li Tian for... Because that region there, the Hunan province, is pretty much dedicated to the fireworks industry and everything related. And I always said if I was going to do something in China, I think I'd want to be the man that sells the glue. Because the glue is used in everything that they do.
Right.
I mean, so, you know, the paper tubes is also good business, but the glue is for everything. The labels, the fuse, you name it, you know, putting the tubes together.
Right.
And we should get some, I think we will get some video clips of some of the factory workers. In fact, I think I have an old, what do you call those little film devices there, the little...
GoPro or
a... Yeah, not a GoPro, but a little one is
the flip.
The flip. Yeah, the eye flip, yes.
Nowadays though, it's the GoPro is the one.
Yeah, the GoPro is really nice.
We gotta get one of those.
Yeah.
And those are like HD quality.
Yeah, and that could just wear on my head as I'm walking around the factories and everything like that. Yeah.
We're gonna take some video when I'm up there in Fargo, we'll take some video of you up and doing your stuff and
So we should really bring up some clips on that on our website.
Yeah.
So the people can see what really goes on in China. It would be interesting.
Right. And you know, not that anybody needs to know, but this will all, if it goes according to plan, this will actually have its own website, the Pyro Podcast. You'll be able to get that off of our own website, and we'll be able to link YouTube clips and maybe the Pyro Playhouse. We'll do some actual pyro stuff, looking at some explosions, movie explosions, because you have some experience in that as well.
Yes.
not just the retail stuff and the importing and all that. So today being what, Sunday, Mother's Day, in the middle of April here, happy Mother's Day to everyone.
The beginning of May
and we will try and we'll definitely do at least two more before 4th of July, I would think.
I would think so.
Yeah, and then get on as we get more in tune with this. We'll have an actual schedule.
And then after the 4th of July, 4th of July, we'll definitely
we'll keep up with it.
Yeah, keep up with it and look and let you guys know when we will be leaving for China and the actual things we're gonna be looking for. And
I think a GoPro with you in China might be good.
Yeah, I think that might work. And also, a good email of what effects you would like to see made and brought back to United States. I can certainly do that as well. And also, we got to get some names. We need names coming up for the September trip. So we need some new names of fireworks.
New names of fireworks. We got one today. The House of
House of Death.
House of Death.
And I do like, even though it's a little crazy, but I do like Face Burner.
That's fine. The
new cake to watch this year is 100 Bad Reasons. So
sounds like my first marriage.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because we had a, for those of you who don't know, but we had a long-standing bet who would get married first, and Ron actually lost a bet, and I think the reason we both waited so long was because of that bet. Nobody wanted to lose,
right?
So that was Ron's first bad reason for getting married, and then there was 99 more that followed it, but you can see he's a much more well-rounded person.
Yes, and, definitely.
And look, he's having fun. You know?
Willie Nelson said, why does divorce cost so much?
Why?
Because it's worth it.
Oh, that's right. That reminds me of the joke, why do men die first? Because we want to. So that leads up in there with the 100 bad reasons, you know.
So we go off on a note like that. But And I think in the first episode we talked about groupie names, pyro groupie names, and I got some of those, but we'll talk about those next time. We're running long here, so we got some good stuff to go into next time, and we'll meet everybody else up down the road, right?
Sounds good. Yeah, well, next time we have the podcast, we should have a few special guest stars. It'll be getting close to 4th of July, so we have some people traveling in from China that'll probably sit in with us and talk a little bit about fireworks.
And we'll have the studio set up at Star Fireworks, and so we'll record some there, and maybe we'll grab some people, some customers walking around, and interview them, and we'll have a bunch of live stuff to play. I think that's what makes this more fun, is actually listening to clips and doing that stuff. I mean, you and I could talk forever. We've known each other that long to talk, but it's nice to incorporate some other stuff. So as we get more familiar with this kind of stuff, it'll just keep getting better and better.
Yes, and like I said, we went over some of those busy fireworks, we call them, that really sold off the shelf during the dealer show. So quick recap: Kiss of Death, Alligator Alley, Bomb Buddies, Dark Knights, Hitman Artillery, Fire in the Hole, and Protecting Lady Liberty. All were very well noted and bought this year at the demo show. So if you guys want to keep that in mind and come out to Star Fireworks and do some shopping.
Yeah, over and out.
Perfect.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.